It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. This Saturday is Survivors of Suicide Loss Day, hosted locally by the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County. Mason Hostat and Allison Jorgensen are co-chairs of the organization. What was I reading earlier? It was right here, right in front of me. 20 years ago, Senator Harry Reid, who lost his dad to suicide, introduced a resolution which basically created the International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. Now, is it actually this Saturday, or is that just when you're recognizing it locally?
It is always the Saturday before Thanksgiving. So that day is meant to really... We understand that, the holidays can be difficult for people who have lost someone to suicide. And so it is always the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
Which is an important time for folks that have suffered, you know, grief and loss. Holidays can be a rough time because that's typically when you're around all those loved ones. And it makes it even more obvious that they're not around anymore.
Yep, for sure.
So talk about the event this Saturday. It's at Valley View, right?
It's at Valley View Hospital in the conference rooms. We'll make sure that there are arrows and directions to get back there once you get into Valley View. And we will meet there. We've been doing this for, I think, 5 years now, hosting this event. And we are set up there to provide support and education. Because we're the local event for an international day, we will be able to tie into the resources that are available with the International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. And so we will present a video that is always very informative and can get us to springboard into some discussion and bring us closer together while we're there.
It's the event on Saturday is actually from 11 to 1. And you mentioned it's in the conference rooms 2C and 2D. I'm trying to remember the second floor is actually the one if you park with the valet up above.
Probably
that is the
best.
Second floor, right?
There you go.
And so you just go down the hall, turn right, and the conference rooms are at the end of that first
pretty much
hallway.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
But again, you will have signs there. That's the important thing,
for sure.
Again, I think you go down the hall where they've got the list of original donors for the hospital.
Yeah,
you've got the picture of Dr. Nutting there, and yeah,
it's a beautiful place for sure,
no question about it. And again, the program is 11 to 1. Since that is over the lunch hour, when you have any like appetizers, refreshments, anything like that?
Actually having a full lunch, offering that for the participants, for sure. So,
is there a charge to attend this? Free?
There is, it's a free event for those who have lost someone to suicide. So,
I noticed that you're taking registration starting at 10:30 on Saturday morning. So what's that about? Are you just signing in? Like if you were going to a wedding, for instance?
So a little bit, yes. But individuals who come, who pre-register, but those individuals who show up for the day of event, there is some follow-up materials that are sent to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which is the overarching agency that does that provides these events. And so they just want to be able to communicate with you, see how you liked the event, what could be improved, what you didn't like, all of that stuff.
Okay. And by the way, if you would like to register in advance, as Mason kind of alluded to, it's AFSP.org. So American Federation for Suicide Prevention?
Foundation.
Federation, Foundation, you know.
Yeah.
I was shooting from the hip again. I should have known better than to do that.
No problem.
So AFSP.org, and I assume you can search for a similar event. So if anybody just happens to be listening to us traveling through or from, do you know, is there an event in Eagle or Pitkin County this year as well?
No. So we routinely partner with our sister organization, Speak Up, Reach Out, which is on the Eagle Valley, Eagle County Suicide Prevention Coalition for them. And so they are partners with us for this event. And so we're basically Western Slope. I do believe that there is one in Grand Junction, but we're really trying to focus on our
sure.
Valley.
Okay, so again, afsp.org, and you can type in your zip code and then find the Valley View event. And again, it sounds like a pretty short registration, like just an email address maybe and a name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for specifically for survivors of suicide loss. So that would be those of us that were left behind because family, friend, someone important to us.
Made that choice.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why, I think, is the biggest question. Would the two of you agree with that? That comes up?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
And unfortunately, in most cases, it's something you'll never know the answer to. Talk about the film that you'll show.
It's usually about 30 minutes, and it's really not announced or produced until the very moment of the... So it's always been very impactful every year. They do a wonderful job.
So it's something different every year.
It is, right. So
describe that being the case and the fact that you don't really know what the subject matter is, what it looks like. Describe the past few, the past four
films.
Yeah,
and it's usually focuses in on a family and lets you know their story so that you can make connections to the same types of struggles that you might have gone through yourself. Yeah, so they make it, you know, with all the family members and how, just how that impacts differently. I really wanted to emphasize the fact that this event is specifically to help those as they deal with their grief around losing someone to the death of suicide. It's a very unique type of grief that people go through. It's brings up, like you suggested, some really big questions of why. And so that's why we want to emphasize that this is really a time for support, specifically.
Again, the Survivors of Suicide Loss Day event happens at Valley View again in conference rooms 2C and 2D. This Saturday, it is a Saturday. Valet does not work on Saturday, but you would go in, I would call it the upper valet entrance where you normally would park with valet at Valley View.
There you go.
Again, register in advance at afsp.org, or you can register on site starting around 10:30 Saturday morning. The program itself is from 11 to 1. Again, the Valley View Cafe will be providing lunch. Or is that who's...
Valley View Cafeteria is going to provide the meal. Yes, for sure.
So, once again, don't know what they'll provide, but you know it'll be good. They always have good stuff.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what it is. Right? You know, the old cliche about hospital food just does not hold true anymore,
I'm afraid. They really do a great job. I wanted to mention that you can also go to the Garfield County... Suicide Prevention Coalition website, which is our local website, and that also will lead you to register.
Remind me, it's Suicide Prevention Garfield County
.org.
Okay.
Very nice.
So I was right. Suicide Prevention Garfield County .org. And that'll take you, there will be a link on that page that'll take you to the direct link to the AFSP page where you can register for this event. Or again, if you're traveling through, there may be one closer to home, wherever that may be, if you're interested. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and visit a little bit more with Allison and Mason in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Allison Jorgensen and Mason Hostat from the Garfield County Suicide Prevention Coalition. I'm sorry, Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County. co-chairs of that organization for the fifth year in a row, hosting the Survivors of Suicide Loss Day event at Valley View. Again, in the conference rooms on the second floor from 11 to 1 this Saturday. You register starting at 10:30. You can also register in advance online. Just go to their website, suicidepreventiongarfieldcounty.org. And there's a direct link to the national organization where you sign up with an email, and they'll follow up with you, make sure you liked the day, what you thought of their 30-minute or so video, and then ask for suggestions for the future and maybe reach out, see if you need some other resources. So the video is around 30 minutes typically. What happens the other hour and a half of this event?
Well, we do have several activities planned, lots of choices for people. And you can participate as much or as little as you'd like. If you need to have it be a time of just commemorating your loved one, we will have time when we can share about the one that we have lost so that we can hear about what a wonderful person they were and the impact that their suicide had on your own life. We do have professional counselors there available for support also. And so the discussion will be led by them. So there's that support too.
How many people typically attend this event? Has it increased every year in the last 5 years?
I think that there have been we had quite a few in 2018, and then not quite as many in 2019. I think sometimes, especially in our area, it can be difficult to get around.
Mm. Especially if weather is a consideration. Yeah.
Right. And then also, you know, we've got fun activities that start. So, you know, Aspen is opening this weekend, Vail opened last weekend. Mm. So sometimes we're battling those other things. Sure. that people find that they want to do.
Gotcha. Yeah. But it's definitely worthwhile if you have lost someone to suicide. The exact numbers escape me at this very moment, but our area, Western Colorado, in general, has seen some pretty alarming numbers of suicide rates over the last decade or so. And it's concerning to everyone. And I've also heard to that end, and again, I don't have the numbers in front of me, if there is a suicide, even an attempt in a family, other members of that family are more likely to attempt and or, to make that decision. And so any kind of support you can provide for folks where they have an outlet to discuss these issues or to find another way, yeah, I would say is a good thing.
Mm. Yeah. So this event is all to instill hope in each other and help us to find hope for the future, even in the midst of having lost someone to suicide. And we can talk about those really deep and important issues during this event. You know, the word suicide brings up so much for everyone, and people are afraid of the word. I'm a strong believer that we make sure that we say it and reduce the stigma and begin talking about it so that there is more resources and help. Certainly fits into us all trying to lower mental health or mental illness stigma and addressing it with honesty and truth.
Talk about the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County. The two of you are co-chairs. How large is the group? How often do you get together? What's the group made up of?
So it is a coalition that started about 10 years ago, and there's been many iterations of it. As of right now, we have a pretty Stable Advisory Committee that comes together once a month. This is the committee that Allison and I are a part of to try and do the business side of things, trying to figure out what we can bring to the area, what resources and education type of programs that we can bring. And then we will typically have four or six community events where we try and get that message out. Those will, we'll have some idea about what we're doing for 2020 next year, which is really very close. Anyway, so we'll start working on that in January. We had a great event, our Out of the Darkness Walk, which another AFSP event that we helped to host. We had 108 walkers on that day. We hope to grow that event. It's another way for people, not just those who have lost someone to suicide, but those who may be dealing with their own mental health issues or those who have attempted. So that's really that event. And so we want to make sure that there's a delineation, right? Saturday's event really is only for those individuals who have lost someone to suicide. It's special in that way, and we need to make sure that that's a pretty big line.
So again, it's survivors of suicide loss. So if you've lost someone, that you kind of fit into the criteria, if you will, the guidelines to attend this event. Again, it is free, but you're asking folks to register in advance. You can go to suicidepreventiongarfieldcounty.org. Again, there's a link to the AFSP website where you can register for the event and sign up. You can also do that on site on Saturday, mm-hmm. starting at 10:30. Then the event is from 11 to 1. This is actually such a somber topic. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a happy event, and yet healing, of course, is a happy thing.
It's so available.
Describe the mood at these events over the years.
Well, and as Mason just alluded to, we want to be sure that there is no expectation for people to come together this Saturday to be thinking about prevention necessarily. This is really a time for us to support one another in the grief of losing someone to suicide. And so that's what that support is all about. It is kind of a club that you join that you didn't ever want to have to join. Mm. It's a very much of a, like I said, unique experience to go through, to lose someone to suicide. And so we can use that experience to support one another in the uniqueness of that grief and find healing and hope with each other. And then also the resources that are available through AFSP and Garfield County Survivors or Suicide Prevention Coalition support.
It's not your primary focus, but having that kind of support, I imagine, would have an ancillary kind of effect that it might have, you know, some preventative features.
For sure, like you suggested earlier, yeah, right?
Just by getting together with other people that... you know, that's what I hear so much about suicide is, oh, I'm alone. Mm. And if you're a survivor of suicide loss, you are not alone.
We want to break that isolation for sure.
I like the way you put it, actually, Allison. It's a club you never wanted to join and yet has a large membership.
There you go.
Again, you can learn more at suicidepreventiongarfieldcounty.org. You know, we didn't talk about the membership of the group you're talking about, Mason. Your paid job is with Garfield County in the health department.
Public health.
Public mm-hmm. health. Thank you. Wow. But do you have other professionals like yourselves, like mental health professionals that are members of the Suicide Prevention Coalition? Or
yes. Okay. Yeah, so we have members from Mind Springs. The coroner's office is part of our advisory committee.
Rob Glassmeyer has been a member of the coalition, I think, from the beginning, if I'm not mistaken.
I think, well, I'm not quite sure, but okay. As long as I've been there, he's been there.
Okay. Fair, so, enough. Fair enough.
And then Grand River and other organizations.
The Latino.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I'm so excited.
Right.
Lala Segura has joined recently. We have... It's a difficult population to do outreach to, and so we're very happy that she has come on board to help us do authentic outreach to our Hispanic and Latino community. Mm.
And do you have just general members of the public that are interested in this subject as well, that are members of the coalition?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
Is it the kind of thing where if someone is really passionate about this subject that they can also join your ranks,
for sure,
if you will?
For okay. sure. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure contact information at suicidepreventiongarfieldcounty.org.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is a collaboration with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and Speak Up Reach Out in the Eagle Valley area. This Saturday from 11 to 1 at Valley View, it's the Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. If you attend, you'll be joining. This is last year's numbers, but they had 370 total events last year, including 32 international events in 19 different countries.
Yes.
So it is definitely an international thing.
It is.
Back to wrap things up with Allison and Mason in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Mason Hostad and Allison Jorgensen, co-chairs of the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County. They are, I don't want to say celebrating, I guess honoring survivors of Suicide Loss Day this Saturday. Again, this is, it's not a prevention event per se. This is a support function for folks that have lost someone to suicide.
Yeah, if people want the chance to come and commemorate their loved one, that would be one of the things that we will do during the event. And so it's a wonderful way to, and I love the word you used, honor your loved one that has passed, so that we can recognize them and acknowledge the pain that they were in to make the choice that they did, and try and find some understanding and support for that.
And recognize your pain in experiencing that loss.
For sure.
Again, it is a free event, 11 to 1 in the conference rooms 2C and 2D, so the second floor conference rooms at Valley View. There will be signs pointing the way. Registration on-site starts at 10:30. You can register in advance at suicidepreventiongarfieldcounty.org. And will folks be expected to speak? You know, it's a very personal thing. Grief is a very personal thing in general. So if someone shows up, you're not going to immediately shove a microphone in their face and say, you're live on the air. What do you think about this?
No.
So I, again, it's intended to be, I guess, a networking thing comes to mind.
Educational with the video. You can come and just absorb it all and kind of find out what the resources are available in the valley.
And maybe if you don't share your story this year, perhaps you'll attend the event on the Saturday before Thanksgiving next year, and maybe you'll feel more comfortable at that time.
There we go.
Yes.
Any final thoughts from either one of you?
We really do want to make sure that people know that this is going to be an event for support and healing. Somebody asked me what success would be for an event like this, and
that's a great question.
Right?
Who asked you that?
Amy Haddon Marsh.
Darn it.
And I told her that what would be, it's hard to measure, but if somebody left with just a little piece of hope, that would be all the success in the world for this type of event.
There we go.
Fair enough. I think that's a great place to end.
Okay.
Too. I think Amy would be okay.
Okay.
If
I'm
she
sure.
knew, I kind of stole her question. Well, actually, you're the one that brought it up, so I guess it, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure she would be too. But.
And you gave her credit for it, so that's the important thing. Again, the Survivors of Suicide Loss event is this Saturday at Valley View. It's a collaboration between the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, again, which is a national thing. Mm-hmm. Again, last year there were 19 different countries, different events that were involved in this, and 370 total events, just like the one at Valley View. And it's a collaboration with in Eagle County, Speak Up, Reach Out as well. Again, you can learn more at suicidepreventiongarfieldcounty.org. Registration is required, though it is absolutely free. So do it in advance on the website, or you can show up starting at 10:30 Saturday. You can register on site. Again, it's 11 to 1. Lunch provided by the Valley View Cafeteria, which is, I've eaten there actually several times over the last 6 months or so. It's fantastic food.
It is food. It is good.
Always something different every day, and it's always great. Mm. There's always something that you can find there to eat. Again, in the conference rooms on the second floor, there will be signs. And I guess unless the two of you have anything else you'd like to add, all the best. Great to see you again.
Thank you.
Look forward to the next event. And again, if you're interested in learning more about the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County, suicidepreventiongarfieldcounty.org, and there is contact information there. Maybe you want to join the group, one of the committees, and help out other people that have that are survivors of suicide loss.
There you go.
Yep. All right, Allison.
Look forward to seeing you there.
Allison needs to teach a yoga class, so we need to get her out the door to Newcastle. So I will bid you both adieu, and again, all the best. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Very good.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.